hearing is the change of zone number 2049, Tony Floyd Trucking LLC. And our second application for the day is it's conditional use 2580, also Tony Floyd Trucking LLC. These applications both address the same project, and one is integral with the other. And it's the commission's understanding that the applicant would like to consolidate the presentation of these two into one presentation for both hearings. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Okay, then. We're going to permit that. When we do that, however, when we go to vote on these, we will vote on them separately as two separate applications. But for purposes of presentation, we're going to allow them to be consolidated. You may have the floor, Ms. Pete.
Thank you. For the record, my name is Mackenzie Pete. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Saul Ewing LLP here on behalf of Tony Floyd Trucking LLC, the applicant, as well as Tony Floyd and Charlita Speaks Floyd, owners of the company, as well as owners of the site. Seeking to downzone property located on the site, which you'll see on the screen, which is located on the southeast side of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24, approximately 520 feet.
Ms. Pete, excuse me for a second. I have to ask a procedural question. I jumped in and allowed Ms. Pete to just jump right in. That was my fault. Do we need to let Mr. Whitehouse do his thing?
Yes, I think so. And I was ready to go as well. Yeah. I'm sorry.
That was my fault. I queued you up and you ran with it. My fault.
I didn't want to interrupt anyone because it was flowing. To summarize, so we have two applications, Mr. Chairman. The first is CZ 2049, which is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a B2 community business district to an AR1 agricultural residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 0.95 acres more or less. The property is lying on the southeast side of John J. Williams Highway, which is Route 24, approximately 520 feet northeast of Layton Avenue. The 911 address is not available, and the tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 32, Parcel 60.00. The second is conditional use number 2580, filed on behalf of Tony Floyd Trucking LLC. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for commercial hauling goods and material delivery services and driveway installation business, together with the storage of vehicles, equipment, and materials, to be located on the same certain parcel of land, lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 0.95 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the southeast side of John J. Williams Highway, which is Route 24, approximately 520 feet northeast of Layton Avenue. The 911 address is not available, and the tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 32, Parcel 60.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of a survey for the property. We have a copy of the applicant's exhibits. We have a copy of the conditional use site plan. We have a copy of the staff analyses. There's two. There's one for each application. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation responses. We have a copy of letters received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and I would note we have received zero comments. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right, sir.
Pick up where I left off.
There you go.
Which will recite essentially what Director Whitehouse just stated, but to summarize the property here, it's zone B2. The applicants are looking to downzone to AR1, and then also a conditional use for a commercial hauling goods and materials delivery services and driveway installation business, together with storage of vehicles, equipment, and materials to operate on the site. Established in 1998, Tony Floyd Trucking LLC has been operating in Sussex County for over 20 years. Mr. Floyd runs the front of the house operation, and Mrs. Speaks Floyd handles all of the administrative aspects of the business. Mrs. Speaks Floyd has also contributed to the local economy as a hairstylist and salon owner since 1996, and recently opened a second salon in 2022. Mr. Floyd and Mrs. Speaks Floyd are present this evening. I'm sure you remember the Floyds, and we were not here too long ago. These applications were submitted in light of the recent denial of two conditional uses, requests, submitted by the Floyds at a different site, which were ultimately denied, necessitating the relocation of the business, which has been relocated. And the Floyds have identified this as a potential site for their business. Thank you so much to the county for agreeing to expedite these applications under the circumstances. The current site, you'll see on the screen here, I'll turn off the zoning layer. It's undeveloped. Nearby properties are used residentially and also commercially. The Floyds own the property immediately to the west. The property to the rear of the site operates as an auto repair business. Just down the road is another site here, zoned business, B. Wall and Sons, a plumbing and heating business, Universal Supply Co., which is on this larger commercial track, which is a building materials business, Shore Tech, a HVAC contractor located nearby as well. With the other site, this other business site, Vinny's Pizza and Restaurant, zoned business as well. The intent is to restore the property to its original zoning designation, AR1, consistent with the zoning of other nearby properties. As you can see, there's many properties nearby also zoned AR1, and this property is also within the developing area, as is all of the sites nearby. The AR1 district is a permitted zoning district in the developing area as well. The developing area in Sussex County is recognized as one of the designated growth areas per the comprehensive plan. It's characterized by emerging development pressures. These areas are strategically located near municipalities, potentially annexation zones, or town centers, making them ideal for future growth. The guidelines for development in these areas allow for a diverse range of housing types. Selected intersections may also accommodate commercial uses, while various office spaces are deemed suitable for many locations. Further, regions with good road access and minimal residential proximity are encouraged to develop business and industrial parks, along with mixed-use developments that blend residential, commercial, and institutional uses to provide convenient local services and employment opportunities. The proposed business aligns with this vision by promoting both the residential and commercial development in Sussex County. It will facilitate the transportation of essential materials for construction and development projects in the county and provide services like driveway installations for both residential and commercial property owners. Functioning similarly to a landscaping or storage business, the operation will keep necessary materials and vehicles on site, enhancing service efficiency. By integrating these services into the developing area, the Floyd's business will not only support local economic growth, but also continue its legacy, contributing to the county since 1998. This site also falls within level 2 areas, which are short-term growth areas and prioritized by state investment. In terms of the concept plan, could I have that pulled up, please? Thank you. So looking at the screen, you'll see that this concept plan was prepared by Vista Design. The access is proposed off Route 24. The idea is to allow for the trucks associated with the business, similar to the other site's design actually, to come into the site, wrap around the drive aisle, and then park in one of the designated parking spaces here, or within the building or in front of the building here. There's also designated storage bins proposed here, fencing around the side and rear yards of the property to serve as a visual screen, and that would function as a privacy fence specifically, and then a proposed building 40 by 80. This would be the largest size building that could go there. It may end up being reduced in size. I just wanted to point that out. That would be the largest that would be be built and considered at this point. Access to the site, so regarding traffic, DelDOT reviewed the service level evaluation, and in accordance with its Memorandum of Understanding for Land Development Coordination with Sussex County, concluded that the proposed use would have a diminutive impact on the local roadways with less than 50 vehicle trips per day. This assessment corresponds with the expected traffic generation from the site. Mr. Floyd employs only 3 to 5 workers, and most of them typically depart for job sites directly from their homes, meaning that trucks are not coming frequently to and from the site. And on average, there'll only be a few trips in the morning and then a few trips in the evening when employees return. You will also notice that there was a submission of an alternate access proposal through the property. I just want to confirm that that access is not currently contemplated, but it was submitted because there are plans that the Millsboro bypass will tie in front of this property. That's not where that will actually occur, is not yet finalized. The Floyds haven't even been contacted by DelDOT with respect to any of that. So if ultimately right now the plan is for access to come from the site to and from Route 24, the Floyds own the property next door, so if the bypass tie-in did impact the access to the site, we'd have to file an amended application later, relocate the entrance to the adjacent site, and provide for a route through their site. Just so you understand why that was submitted into the record. Okay. In terms of utilities, public water and sewer are not yet available. The Floyds would likely install a well, and they're not looking to have a bathroom installed at this point. There's also a small wellhead protection area on the, it's approximately here on the site, and it would not be impacted. I know that was noted in the staff memorandum. That would not be impacted by this development. In terms of the rezoning request, the applicants ultimately seek to restore the property to its prior zoning designation of AR1. For reasons explained, this is not only a zoning district which is consistent in the area and with nearby properties zoned the same, but it's also considered to be an applicable district in the developing area. The existing district B2 would not permit a conditional use that is sought, which is resulting in the request for the downzoning. In terms of the conditional use, as this commission knows, the code provides that property owners in each district can undertake certain uses of their property by right, while certain uses are prohibited outright and others are allowed upon receipt of conditional use approval from Sussex County. The code provides that the purpose of a conditional use is to provide for certain uses which cannot be well adjusted to their environment in particular locations, with full protection offered to surrounding properties by rigid application of the district regulations. These uses are generally of public or semi-public character and are essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare, but because of the nature of the use, the importance of the relationship to the comprehensive plan, and possible impact not only on neighboring properties, but on a large section of the county, require the exercise of planning judgment on location and site plan. The proposed use meets the purpose of a conditional use as outlined in the code, given its public and semi-public character, which serves the general convenience and welfare of the community. The conditions, which I will hand in now, set forth for the proposed use reflect careful consideration of potential impacts on neighboring properties and the broader community. You'll have an opportunity, obviously, to read the specific conditions, but to briefly summarize, the first condition just limits the use to the business as described previously. Hours of operation would be 6:30 to 6:30 Monday through Friday and 8 to 3 on Saturday. Deliveries of materials shall only be made to the site between 9 and 4 Monday through Friday, and there shall be no Sunday hours. There shall be no stockpiling of materials. All associated materials with respect to the driveway installation business must be managed in a manner that prevents accumulation beyond necessary operational needs, kept in a neat, orderly condition, etc. Parking shall be in compliance with the code. No junked, inoperable, unregistered vehicles, trailers, or equipment shall be permitted. No maintenance except for minor mobile maintenance. No hazardous materials or fuel shall be stored on site, except for limited quantities for routine vehicle and equipment maintenance, such as oil changes. A security system will be installed. Security lighting, if any, will also be installed. Dumpsters and trash receptacles will be screened, and they are looking to have one sign, one lighted sign if possible, not to exceed 32 square feet in size. And then the standard compliance with stormwater, DelDOT, and then of course having the site plan reviewed by this commission. Operating hours are limited to minimize disturbances, with deliveries restricted to specific times during the week, and no operations on Sunday. Furthermore, measures will be implemented to manage materials and maintain cleanliness on site, including prohibitions, as I stated, on stockpiling and designated vehicle, trailer, equipment, and material storage areas. As a final point, the applicants have fortunately received support from neighbors on all sides of the property. Mr. Chuck Wayne, the owner of, if I could have the aerial back up, the owner of parcel 59 to the rear of the site has signed a petition of support. You'll see 59, as well as Thomas Hickey, who's here this evening, 60.01. Charles Cordry, 49, owner of parcel 49 and 50.01, immediately adjacent to the east of the site. Ray Burton, parcels 62 and 62.01, those are actually across the street. Jared Miller, parcels 44 and 45, are the ones that are across the street. Ray Burton is 62 and 62.01 to the rear of the site. And then, of course, the Floyds are immediately adjacent, and they're agreeable to the proposal here. I'll hand in the petition now. And with that, I'll conclude. We're available for questions, and thank you very much for your consideration of both of these requests.
All righty, thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. We'll start with Ms. Wingate.
You answered most of my questions, as you always do. Thank you. Just a couple, and I'd like to just make a comment initially that having visited the site, it seems like it's much better suited for the type of business. So
yes.
I don't think you mentioned Saturday hours, or maybe I missed them. You said Monday through Friday.
Yep, so we're planning on Monday through Friday, 6:30 to 6:30. Saturday would be 8 to 3.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And no Sunday.
Okay.
And no deliveries Saturday or Sunday.
Okay, very good. And then speaking of the deliveries, what you would be storing in the bins would be rock and that type?
Yeah, anything driveway related.
That type of stuff, okay.
Yes.
Proper disposal of oils and chemicals will be maintained?
Yes.
Okay, that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Collins. Let's see. So privacy fencing along the perimeter, except for the property that they own that's adjoining it, right?
Actually going to run fence along that line as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wondering if it would also be helpful to have, beyond just the privacy fence, like a vegetative barrier. I don't know that it's essential, but
the intent is to have a solid privacy fence, so that there would be a visual screen. See that it's tight on the property. It's a smaller property.
It is.
Perhaps they could accommodate something, but the intent right now is to only have a privacy fence.
The storage fence would contain the stuff
that's
being stored.
It's not all.
Yeah, that would be covered. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm envisioning what's behind my house.
Yeah, okay.
Just to be fair.
Okay.
Anyway. Okay, no other questions. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Butler?
I have no questions.
Okay.
Pretty good to me. Okay.
Staff, anything down here? Okay. White House?
None for me, thank you.
Council?
None for me, thanks.
Okay, I have no questions either. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone 2049 and or conditional use 2580 Tony Floyd Trucking LLC? In favor. Yes, sir. Come on up. Give us your name. You may have the floor.
Hi, my name is Tom Hickey. I live directly behind the property in question.
Okay.
And I am approving. I have no problem with it.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 2049 or conditional use 2580? Okay, there being none, anyone on the commission have any questions? Further questions, comments?
Yes, sir.
All right, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the day to see if we make a decision or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.